Are you looking to live the abundant life no matter what your income is? You're in the right place. This is the podcast that will teach and inspire you to live better. Whether you want to earn more, save more, or improve your relationship with money or people, it's time for the 90 Days to Abundance podcast, brought to you by SavingsAngel.com. Here's your host, the Chief Executive Angel of SavingsAngel.com, Josh Elledge.
Well, hey, everybody. This is Josh Elledge, the Savings Angel. On today's program, we're going to be talking about spring cleaning and how it's good for your health. I'm going to share with you the number one most frugal city in the country, and you may be surprised. I've got some behind the scenes news, big news about Savings Angel, and then finally, I have an award winning lineup of deals for you, so let's get going. All right, listen to this. You hear that? Oh, I've got four of these. This is a big bag of shredded paper, and it used to be stacks of just bills, receipts, just junk. Man, I'm telling you, this feels so good. I'm looking around my office and it's starting to look good. This weekend, I was on a huge project of trying to scan as much of my stuff as I could. I got a new scanner. I got the ScanSnap. Now, if you read some reviews on Amazon, this one is just absolutely fabulous. You just throw anything in there, receipts, whatever. It doesn't need to be perfect. They can be crooked. You just kind of just throw everything in there, and it just scans everything, and then it OCRs everything. So it actually collects all the text, and then you can upload it to Evernote. No ScanSnap. They didn't pay me any money or anything like that. I am just having such a blast clearing this place out, and eventually I cannot wait to I get to the point where I look around and there's just no paper. And getting rid of that stuff, it is very, very liberating. And I've got a couple of different e-course videos that I've done about this in my 90 Days to Abundance e-course. But man, I'm telling you, simplifying and de-junking and decluttering is just so freeing. And I'm actually going to get into that a little bit when we talk about spring cleaning. But let's see what else is going on behind the scenes. Let's see. I've got a letter here. Hey, Josh, how's your weight loss challenge going? I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about the scale. I don't know what's going on with the scale. I'm doing the right activity. But I think I'm just going to start cutting stuff out. I have a feeling that there's something that I'm consuming that's sabotaging me, and I think that all fingers are pointing to something that I have a confession about. I have had an on and off again relationship with energy drinks, and man, I just don't think they're good for me. So they've got the artificial sweeteners and stuff in it, so I'm done. I am absolutely done. I had my last one on Saturday. Done. If you're like me and you're trying to cut out soda, I've got a great replacement that I've been drinking off and on, and this is a much better alternative. And you can actually get this at Walmart. They have a drink powder that you can get right by like the little Mio flavored water enhancers, and it's lemonade, and it's sweetened with Truvia or Stevia or whatever. But as far as if you want something, to flavor your water, again, unless you're just using, squeezing lemons, of course, that would be great. But that is a really, really great product. And again, no, Walmart didn't pay me or Mio didn't pay me. It's just a great product. I have some great news about something that's happening at savingsangel.com. Our discussion forum is hugely popular, but you'd probably never know it if you're just a casual visitor, because it has been historically only used. We've only made it available to our enlightened shopping members. And I am going to be opening up the floodgates. And I'm doing that in conjunction with a whole new software platform. We've been using one it's about 4 years old now, and the upgrades from the developers have been a little slow. I am going to be, and it's going to happen this week, I'm actually going to be looking for beta testers. So if you'd like to participate in our Savings Angel community, like I said, for over 7 years, it has just been such a fabulous place. And, you know, I really wanted to create a community where there was more of a positive atmosphere surrounding coupons. At the time when I had launched Savings Angel, I think if you kind of looked around, at least my experience was, I kind of looked around at some of the couponing communities, and I just didn't get a good feel from time to time, as though there seemed to be somewhat of a culture of let's just see what we can get away with and stick it to the man. And, you know, it's kind of this gray area couponing. And I think that's all, hopefully that's mostly flushed out by now. But that's why that's one of the main reasons that I started Savings Angel 7 years ago, is I believe that when you play by the rules, and everybody plays by the rules, well, the manufacturers and retailers can be more free to give the highest value offers to shoppers. And so, you know, I just really wanted to make sure that, you know, that you could participate in a great positive community where we could, you know, kind of support one another and help each other on that journey to abundance. Now, this new community software is going to be awesome. It's very, very integrated with the rest of the sites, you know, along the sidebar. You know, when you're reading articles, I'm going to have the latest threads and posts, who's online, who the leaderboard of our Angel community leaders are going to be recognized throughout the site. I'm going to set it up so that new folks can create an account with basically two clicks, you know, just using your Facebook, Twitter, Google, or OpenID login. Very, very easy. There's going to be badges, awards. The hosting is going to be done completely independently by a company that does one thing, host communities for the very largest of websites. And so I'm really looking at investing a lot of time and resources into this because I believe in this. I believe that, you know, that you know, if we can all kind of help each other move ahead, I mean, everybody wins. Also, like when you comment on a podcast or you comment on a blog post at Savings Angel, that will automatically create a thread, which I think is really cool, because then I think you can have a much cleaner threaded discussion. It's going to be very, very well integrated with social media. It's mobile friendly. We're going to have all kinds of perks and private categories for our Enlightened Shopping and 90 Days to Abundance members, and so, so much more. And by the way, it is blazingly fast. So if you're familiar with our existing Enlightened Shopping community, over the next 30 days, we're going to kind of eventually move into a state of suspended hyperspace sleep, I guess, where we'll just kind of hit the pause button and kind of lock everything there. But anyway, just look for that. And it's going to be really, really exciting. I've already been doing a lot of the work with that. So if you'd like to participate with a group of just great abundance-minded people who value not just abundance by way of saving, but abundance by way of positivity and, you know, helping one another, I really think you're going to love our brand new Angel community, which should be in beta toward the end of this week. Now, let me ask you, which city in the country do you think is the most frugal? Or what part of the country might you think that might be? Well, you wouldn't think that the city that hosts such big attractions like Disney World, Busch Gardens, SeaWorld, and many more would be found of as frugal. However, according to a press release from coupons.com, and they're a partner of ours, we promote all of their coupons and we help use them in our coupon database so that and in Enlightened Shopping so that people can find the absolute best coupons for them faster. Anyway, Orlando was found to be the most frugal U.S. city on the 2013 coupons.com savings index. Now, Orlando residents, they're said to be 2 times more likely to print coupons or save them to a store loyalty or rewards program than the average American city dweller. Now, out of the top 25 most on-the-go frugal cities, Orlando also ranked number one, which is an indication that Orlando residents frequently use their mobile devices as a way to save. Now, of course, I find this interesting because Well, that's where I am. And we made the move to Orlando about, 4 or 5 years ago. And I'd like to think that I had some effect on that. But anyway, the top 25 slots are mainly from the Midwest and the Southwest. Now, as a big promoter of coupons and coupons.com and saving money in general throughout our whole website at savingsangel.com and Enlightened Shopping, 90 Days to Abundance, it's actually kind of humbling to think that maybe we had an impact on that. I mean, we are absolutely reaching millions of people regularly through all of the media work that we do. So that is really cool. By the way, if you want to check and see if your city is on the list, you can read the full report. All you have to do is go to savingsangel.com/podcast and look for the show notes for show number 23. Spring is a natural time to clean out, throw out, and be out. Sunshine makes our energy rise. It makes our hearts feel lighter. But unfortunately, desire does not always translate into actually doing the things that we should. But make time. Force yourself and invite people over so you feel an urgency to do it. Whatever motivates you, it's so good for you on many levels. And again, I'm talking about spring cleaning. Now, you can tackle these in any order you wish, and you may want to do them based on what's causing you the highest level of stress right now. So if you make a list of the things and just ask yourself, which of these items is bothering me the most? And that might be a great way to order the projects that you want to get done. Spring cleaning, of course, is a tradition that has lasted, it was 100 years. Spring cleaning has been a thing. Anyway, let me talk to you about the ways that spring cleaning is good for your health in many areas. Let's talk about how it's good for your mental health. Now, if you look over your domain, your home, are there areas that haven't been cleaned out in a long time? Check the closets, cupboards, drawers, and storage boxes. Make a list of the places you want to go through, declutter, and reorganize. Then tackle them systematically. Now, whether it's giving yourself a deadline and dividing them up, or simply tackling the most important first, as long as you get it done. Now, creating more space and organizing anew, it is refreshing for mental health. You know, I'll make this admission. The one room that I actually enjoy cleaning, and this is going to sound crazy, it's the bathroom. And the reason why is because I feel like I can get something done fairly quickly, where I can kind of take a step back and say, wow, that's different. Now, my kids' room or my kids' closet or, you know, just clutter, clutter just seems to take a lot longer. Now, the next area that spring cleaning is good for your health is it's good for your physical health. I want you to play the stiff, white glove, the queen is coming type person and investigate your home with fresh eyes. Have dust bunnies multiplied in corners? Are there enough fingerprints to leave no forensic doubt as to who lives there? It's time to clean things that don't normally get cleaned during winter. Tackle the rooms in an order that makes sense to you. Now, you could choose to do all the most frequented ones first, top to bottom, or you could do one task at a time. Again, I like the high stress to low stress myself, but make sure you get all the rooms. Now, an example would be to edge all the rooms with the vacuum wand and then go back through and wipe down all the baseboards and so forth. So you do one task, but you do it throughout each room. Now, whatever way keeps you moving to do the job thoroughly, you know, because sanitizing and cleansing is healthy for the physical body. It's good for the, if we can clean up the air that we breathe, we're not rebreathing this dust over and over again. You know, not to mention, you are going to get a little bit of a workout if you're cleaning. I'm sure you can agree with me if you've done some deep cleaning. So that, the workout that you're going to get is going to be good for your physical body as well. Number three, spring cleaning is good for your spiritual health. Now, while you're already helping your mental health, help your spiritual health as well. Plan to give things away that you can live without. It's wonderful for the receiver. This is also uplifting for the spiritual health of the giver. Now, unless it's truly junk that could just go in the trash, most things someone could use. Now, as you move through your home, especially cleaning closets and cupboards, have two large boxes, one for giving away and one for plain old trash. Now, this makes it easier to stay on track. Then dump the trash box and divide up the giveaway box later. Now, don't forget to give your pantry and freezer a once-over while you're at it. And yes, you can make donations from your pantry and your freezer, and it is, again, something that will be good for your spiritual health. And finally, spring cleaning is good for your overall health. Clean out your mind. Take care of old worries, nagging undone projects, or stressful situations. Just maybe stop avoiding things. Now, this is by far the most important. Now, for the health of mind, body, and spirit, the old adage is true. Take care of you so that you can take care of the ones you love. Make sure that your own cup is full. Now, when your own cup is full, it's easier for you to fill the cups of others. It's absolutely great to take care of yourself and work on yourself and work on your own happiness and your own well-being. Now, there's also an old rule of thumb that says many people avoid things that would really only take 15 minutes or less to complete if they just focused on it. So I want you to ask yourself, what have you been needlessly carrying around? Has it been worry? Has it been a grudge? Has it been something that has just been on your to-do list for a long, long time? Go ahead and take the time. You deserve to tackle that item. Ask for forgiveness if it's an issue like that. You know, have that conversation with that one person and make sure you resolve that difference of opinion that may have happened many months ago. Let's have spring cleaning everywhere. And with that, I believe that we can all live a more abundant life. All right, you want some deals? I'm going to go through 9 deals and freebies that you can get right now. I mean, literally, right now, while I'm talking, go and get these deals. There, some of them are free, some of them are just really great deals. This first one is called Sin-Free Sugar, and it's a natural-based sweetener consisting of ingredients that can all be found in nature and not a chemistry lab, as they say. Now, it includes xylose, a naturally occurring sugar, the many simple sugars in brown seaweed extract. I know that sounds gross, but hey, if it works, I guess maybe it's better that I didn't tell you. Okay, just forget I mentioned the seaweed, because it also contains erythritol, and that's a naturally occurring substance, I guess. That doesn't sound chemical at all, does it? Anyway, it says it's a sugar alcohol that occurs naturally in some fruits. Erythritol. There's your vocab word for the day. Anyway, Sin-Free Sugar, it contains no calories, no artificial ingredients, and you can get free samples of Sin-Free Sugar. Consider it a healthy option for your sweet tooth. It's good for your teeth. It's good for diabetics. It's naturally sweet, as they say, with no aftertaste or, again, the artificial flavors. And again, to get the free samples, all you have to do, I did this just an hour ago, you just add them to your cart and then proceed to the checkout, and your charge will come as $0.00. No, you don't have to enter in any billing information, but within a short amount of time, you will get your Sin-Free Sugar. Next, here's a good deal. You should log in or sign up to request the new free samples from the P&G sampler box. This is a cool thing that is worth a few minutes to sign up for. Now, just for signing up, I think right now you can get free Olay body wash, you can get free Herbal Essences body burst, and free Prilosec. Now, you can also request a free P&G health and wellness coupon book as a bonus. Don't forget, you can get half off any Frappuccino at Starbucks between now and May 10th. And this is what they're calling happy hour at Starbucks. Now, all you have to do is get to a Starbucks between 3 and 5 p.m. So that might warrant trying to get out of work early. And you can go to Starbucks and get half off any Frappuccino, again, between now and May 10th. Okay, here's a quick quiz. Gentlemen, when is Mother's Day? I'll wait. Do you know? You better know. It's Sunday, May 11th. From the time I'm recording this and when this show airs, you've got about 6 days. Do not delay. Now, this is probably not a good Mother's Day gift by itself, but you could use it to get a good Mother's Day gift. Sally Beauty. I will be honest in saying that I have never ventured into a Sally Beauty myself, but they are celebrating 50 years of beauty with a giveaway where you can access a coupon for $3.50 off a $10 purchase. Now, you can do this in-store or online. Now, your coupon is sent to your email. It took just a few minutes for me to get mine. So, again, get your $3.50 off Sally Beauty. This looks like an interesting deal. You can get a $50 Dining Dollars card to movie tickets and a $25 Target e-gift card for $50 from Spoonful. So if you kind of do the math on that, it looks like it could be a pretty good deal. Now, you have to use a promo code, and that is SPOON50, and you can save $50 off the purchase. I guess the regular price is $100. Now, you're able to check the theaters and restaurants in your area before making the purchase, and I would strongly recommend you do that because if the restaurants and the movie chains look like they would be a good match for you, I think that's a pretty good deal. Now, to get the details on this deal, very simple. Just go to savingsangel.com/podcast and then click on episode number 23 for the show notes. Hey, did you know that National Fishing and Boating Week is June 1st through June 8th, 2014? Now, during this time, most states offer free fishing days. Now, these are days where anglers are allowed to fish on public bodies of water without a fishing license. Just show up. No license needed. Now, free fishing days are in May in some states. Now, you need to check the list. Now, you can either just Google National Fishing and Boating Week, or again, savingsangel.com/podcast episode 23, and I'll have that link for you. Guess what? May 5th, if you're listening to this, which is the day that this show comes out, is Cinco de Mayo. And you can enjoy Cinco de Mo's at Mo's Southwest Grill. Now, that didn't sound cheesy. But you can get the spicy guac. Just stop in and they're going to give you spicy guac for free. I guess they may give you a plastic spoon and you can just go to town and eat yourself a cup of spicy guac. Chances are you're probably going to want to buy something to put that on. Anyway, the spicy guac is free. To find a Moe's near you, just hit up Google or go to my site, and I've got a link for their website. Hey, do you like Nivea? Well, you can get a free Nivea lotion sample right now, and you can choose between the smooth sensation or extended moisture. Huh, what will you choose? Such a difficult decision. Anyway, they're available while supplies last. To get your free sample of Nivea, all you have to do is just go to savingsangel.com/podcast episode 23, and we got the link. And then finally, Kellogg's is giving away $10 worth of super high value coupons, exclusive coupons you won't find anywhere else. We generally try to index these in our free coupon database, which you can go to at Savings Angel. Just right on the front page there, we have a free sign up so you can access our free coupon database. But included in our database, we're going to reference this. I'm pretty sure about that. But again, Kellogg's is giving it's Kellogg's Family Rewards. And it's $10 worth of high value coupons. If there's any Kellogg's products that you buy, you want to definitely check this out. Well, thank you so much for spending this time with me. Now, I want to make sure that you don't miss the shows that are coming up. Also, I don't want you to miss show number 22 that I did with my friend Lou Mangiello from WDW Radio. If you want to save for a Disney vacation or save money at Walt Disney World, show number 22 was just absolutely fantastic. Now, in show number 24, I'm going after the restaurant industry, all right? You are spending, if you're an average American, you are blowing so much money at restaurants. It is absolutely ridiculous. I am going to systematically take down, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not going after them that hard, but I am going to share some information with you that may change how you see restaurants and eating at restaurants and just what it costs you when you understand how much money you're spending and how much money you could be saving and how to fit the lifestyle of a family who eats out less, how you can make that lifestyle work for you. We're going to talk about the myth of fast food. We're going to be talking about using food as entertainment. And if you must eat out, I'm going to share with you several great tips for how to eat out on the cheap. So again, make sure you look forward to episode number 24. Now, if you enjoyed this program, make sure to go to savingsangel.com/iTunes. And if you will leave a positive 5-star review, you're going to be automatically entered into a contest to win my full big enchilada e-course, the full deal. It's a $200 value and it's called 90 Days to Abundance. And you can find out all about it at savingsangel.com. Just kind of scroll to the bottom and you'll see a link for some more details. But I am giving away a $200 e-course. It's so easy to enter. All you have to do, again, is just go to iTunes, leave a 5-star review, and I will announce the winner the very first podcast in, let's see, June. So again, all 5-star reviews are automatically entered. Now, again, please don't, if you don't perceive this to be a 5-star review, then you don't have to enter this contest and lie and say that it is a 5-star show in your opinion. But if you do like this podcast, then you're automatically considered an entrant for this contest. Go ahead and leave that review, click a star rating, and then you also have to write something. And if you will do that, then you will be automatically entered. I'll do the drawing at the end of this month, and those reviews are absolutely golden to me. I am actually, the Savings Angel 90 Days to Abundance podcast is actually ranking in the 40s for all of business. And we're actually, this podcast is actually in the subcategory of shopping. And we tend to be in the top, well, the past couple of weeks, we've actually been in the number one position, which is really, really cool. But in the business category, there are some big players that we're in the mix with, and we've actually been in the 40s. And the reason what I'm seeing is that every single 5-star review really helps move us up there. Now, why this is important is I'm sharing a message of abundance. I believe this is an important message that good people could gain a lot of value from. And it's a lot easier for them to find this podcast. We really expand out to a much larger audience when you've taken just a minute to share that review in iTunes. Thank you so much for that. If you don't have iTunes access, you can also still get access to Stitcher. And if you write a review there, you're entered into the contest. If you put them in both places, you get 2 entries into the contest, so you double your chances of winning. To write a review in Stitcher, just go to savingsangel.com/Stitcher. And that's actually a really great app. That's how I listen to all my podcasts, in either on your iPhone or on Android. But you can write a review there. Write a review in both places and you get 2 entries. But thank you so much for that if you would do that as well. Thank you. And with that, my friends, have a great Monday. Have a great Cinco de Mayo. And as always, live abundantly. Smooth sensation or extended, what is, I don't understand what, there's too many marketing words in this.